French Women Don't Get Fat, The Secret of Eating for Pleasure, by Mireille Giuliano, read by Kate Mazur. What is more important than the meal? Doesn't the least observant woman about town look upon the implementation and ritual progress of a meal as a liturgical prescription? Isn't all of civilization apparent in these careful preparations which consecrate the spirit's triumph over a raging appetite? Valérie. Ouverture. Whatever the state of Franco-American relations, admittedly a bit frayed from time to time, we should not lose sight of the singular achievements of French civilization. Until now, I humbly submit, one glorious triumph has remained largely unacknowledged, yet it's a basic and familiar anthropological truth. French women don't get fat. I am no physician, physiologist, psychologist, nutritionist, or any manner of ist who helps or studies people professionally. I was, however, born and raised in France, and with two good eyes, I've been observing the French for a lifetime. Plus, I eat a lot. One can find exceptions, as with any rule, but overwhelmingly, French women do as I do. They eat as they like and don't get fat. Pourquoi? Over the past decade, we Americans have made valuable progress in understanding the French capacity for getting away with murder vis-à-vis food and drink. The cautious acknowledgement of a French paradox, for example, has sent countless heart patients and wellness enthusiasts sprinting to the wine store for bottles of red. But otherwise, the wisdom of the French way of eating and living, and in particular the uncanny power of French women to stay svelte, remains little understood, much less exploited. With myself as living proof, I have successfully counseled dozens of American women over the years, including some who have come to work for me at Clicquot Incorporated in New York City. I've also addressed thousands on aspects of this subject in talks. I've been teased by American friends and business associates. When will you write the book? Well, le jour est arrivé. Could it be nature alone? Could the slow wheel of evolution have had time enough to create a discrete gene pool of slender women? J'en doute. No. French women have a system. They're trucs, a collection of well-honed tricks. Though I was born into it, living happily as a child and even a teenager by what my maman taught me, at a moment in my adolescence, the wheels came off. In America, as an exchange student, I suffered a catastrophe that I was totally unprepared for, a 20-pound catastrophe. It sent me into a wilderness from which I had to find my way back. Fortunately, I had help, a family physician whom I still call Dr. Miracle. He led me to rediscover my hereditary French gastronomic wisdom and to recover my former shape. Yes, this is an American story, too, a parable of fall and redemption. I have now lived and worked in America most of my life. I like to believe that I embody the best parts of being American and being French. I moved here a few years after university and worked as a UN translator, then for the French government, promoting French food and wine. I married a wonderful American and eventually found my way to corporate life. In 1984, I took the leap that has let me live in two cultures ever since. The venerable Champagne House of Veuve Clicquot, founded in 1772, boldly opened a U.S. subsidiary to handle the importation and marketing of Champagne Veuve Clicquot and other fine wines. As the first employee, I immediately became the highest-ranking woman on staff since Madame Clicquot, who died in 1866. Today, I am a CEO and director of Champagne Veuve Clicquot, part of the luxury goods group LVMH. All the while, I've continued to practice what most French women do without a second thought. And the dangers I have faced for years now are well above average. No exaggeration. My business requires me to eat in restaurants about 300 times a year. Tough job, I know, but someone has to do it. I've been at it for 20 years, never without a glass of wine or champagne at my side.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?